Yes! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be doing a bunch of different things, but before we begin, you know, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. I'm going to write Mrs. Basket at the top of my. Just kidding. I'm writing Mrs. Oldham. And then you can put your pencil down because you know we are going to color first. So at the top of our page, we've got some basketball happening. And that's because it's March. Happy March. And in March, we have March Madness where people play basketball. That's all I know. That's it. Sorry. I'm not a huge basketball person, but I've bounced a ball before. So let's look at our page, and I want you to find this on your page. Ready? N-et. N-et. Do you see that in your net? Do you see the basketball net in your picture? We could also call it the basketball hoop. Okay, let's do the backboard, the rectangle behind the net and behind the hoop. Let's do that yellow. Find a yellow crayon and let's color the backboard. I think it's called a backboard. I'll let you in on a little secret. I probably should not be doing anything related to basketball because I don't know that much about it. But we're going to call this rectangular section behind the net and behind the hoop the backboard. You can tell me I'm wrong later if I am. Okay, so yellow backboard. And then we'll just keep the hoop or the net exactly as it is, just like it is, because it's already kind of colored in for us, right? Okay, put down your yellow crayon. Look for this one. Ready? Flag. Flag. All right, let's color the flag pole gray. If you don't have a gray crayon, you may use your pencil. You know we need to use our pencil when we don't have a gray crayon. Flag. What letter sound does flag begin with? F. And then it's actually a blend because we have F and L together. Flag. What's the last sound? G. Okay, put down your gray crayon or your pencil and let's color the flag red. Any kind of red will work for me. Got a red flag. All right. I think the red flag means let's play basketball. It's time to play. Or it means stop. A game is happening. Get off the court if you're not playing. Okay, put your red crayon down in 3, 2, 1. Can you look for this in our picture? Ready? B-A-L. B-A-L. Ball. Let's count. How many balls do you see in the picture? How many basketballs do you see? 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know if they're playing a game when you have that many balls. All right, do you see the ball that no one is holding? Let's color that one blue, any kind of blue. I know most basketballs are orange. I know that. But I've also seen basketballs all kinds of colors, all kinds. So we're going to make this one blue. What letter sound does ball begin with? B, and what does it end with? Oh, ball. It's part of the all word family. It's spelled A-L-L, even though we hear that ah sound. Put down your blue crayon, and let's look. Do you see the boy that is in the middle of our picture? He's between The boy on the left and the girl on the right looks like he's about to dribble. I know that too. His ball, he has his hand on top of the ball. Let's color his ball. Let's go ahead and make that one orange. We'll just make it a regular orange so somebody can be happy if you're upset about that blue one. All right, so we have an orange ball. Boys and girls, what would we have? What word would we have if we took the b out of ball and changed it to w? Wall. All right, put down that orange crayon. Now, the other boy is holding a basketball. Let's color his green. Yes, I've seen a green basketball. I have. Now, what would we have if we changed b and w at the beginning of ball and wall and we changed it to t? Tall. Sometimes there are super tall basketball players. All right, ready? The girl is going to be holding a, ready, purple basketball. Find a purple crayon. Can you think of another word in the all word family? We said ball, wall, tall. What about mall? What about call? Call me and we can play basketball at the mall. Call me. All right, put down all your crayons. Okay, see at the top, do you see the, it begins with a t t sound. It's an animal and it's t t tiger. Do you see the tiger? I think one of these teams is the Tigers. Rawr, we're gonna win. Okay, let's color the tiger orange. Any kind of orange works for me. So, yeah, Tigers playing basketball. Tiger begins with the letter T. What does the word tiger end with? Tiger. R. There you go. Tiger. R. Roar begins with R as well. Ends with R too. Roar. All right. Here we go. I've got my tiger finished. Okay, put down your orange crayon. Do you see the score of 7? Let's take our, let's take a blue crayon. I'm going to use my blue-green and trace the 7 with our blue crayon. Trace the number 7 with your blue crayon. Okay, put down your blue crayon. And then do you see the score of 9? Let's trace that with our red crayon. Trace the score of 9 with your red crayon. Good. All right. The scoreboard is the background. It's behind the 7. It's behind the 9. It's behind the tiger. It's in the shape of a, do you know? Rectangle. It's in the shape of a rectangle. Let's color the scoreboard, the back part of the scoreboard, gray. And if you don't have a gray crayon, what should you use? Your pencil. I'm using my pencil because I don't have a gray crayon right now. So boys and girls, scoreboard, score. What? It starts with 2 sounds, sk, because it's an S blend, sk. We have a what? What does it begin with? S, and then it's going to be a C or a K. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's a C, sk, sk, or, and then board, b, b. What is that? B. And then what does board end with? Board. D. It ends with a D. And I'm talking about a board that is hanging up, has the score on it. I'm not talking about board. We're not going to get bored during Listen and Learn. No, sir. If you get bored, I'm going to start singing to you. Yes, I am. I'll start talking like I'm from Texas. And I'm going to say, the score is 7-9. Looks like the Tigers might be winning. Yeah. Put down your gray crayon or your pencil in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, boys and girls, we've got to color some of these kids. Ready? The girl. Let's give the girl some brown hair. Give her some brown hair. What beginning sound do you hear in hair? Hair. H. And what does it end with? What's the last sound you hear in hair? R. There you go, R. Brown. What about brown? What's the beginning sound in brown? B. B. Yep, B. And what sound do you hear at the end of the word brown? Brown. Mm-hmm. N. Brown. What if we took the brr away from brown and changed it to town? Let's go to town. We'll paint the town brown. All right, put down your brown crayon in 3, 2, 1. Ready? The boy with the orange basketball. The one in the middle. Let's give him some black hair. And if you don't have a black crayon, go ahead and use your pencil and it'll just look like he kind of has some gray hair. That's all right. People with gray hair can play basketball. Sure, why not? Okay. And then we'll put down our black crayon. And then the boy with the green basketball, let's give him some blonde hair. Let's make it yellow. Make his hair yellow. But we're going to do something special with this blonde-haired boy. So color his hair yellow. Got it? 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Put down your yellow crayon and then find your brown crayon and color lightly on top of the yellow hair with your brown crayon. I'm going to mix it a little. Yeah. It's kind of what my hair looks like, yellowish, brownish. Okay. Done. Put down all your crayons. How about we give them, let's see, let's say the boy in the middle, he's a tiger. He's on the tiger team. So let's give him an orange shirt. Color his shirt orange. Shirt begins with sh, 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 sh. Shirt begins with SH. It's a digraph. Okay, and then we're going to have the other boy with the green basketball and the girl. We'll have them be on the same team. And we will give them, let's give them green shirts. We'll give them green shirts. We'll have them be on the same team. I don't know what their team is. Should they, let's see, what could beat a tiger? Do you know what could beat a jaguar? I don't really know. A gorilla? What could beat a tiger? A bear? What team could they be on? I have no idea what could beat a tiger. They're pretty fast. I don't know how good they are at playing basketball, but they're pretty fast. All right, put down your green crayon in 2, 1. Will you find your pencil? We're going to do a little bit of work at the bottom of our page. Ready? The first picture I see is a net. What letter sound does net begin with? N, yep, N. Write the letter N next to the net. Oh, it's another tiger. Tiger, tiger. What does that begin with? T. You can do a capital T or capital N. It's up to you. I'm doing lowercase. Okay, scoot over. I see a flag, but hold your horses. We're not going to write the beginning sound for flag. We're going to write the ending sound. What's the last sound you hear in flag? G, 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 G. Write a letter G. And then what about ball? Ball. What's the last sound in ball? L. Write the letter L. All right, scoot down. We're going to read the sentence. I want you to point to the circles under each word while I messed up. Sorry about that. I got a little tongue twisted. Please point to the circles under the words while I read the sentence to you. Ready? Will you play ball with me? I have to ask I have to use a question voice because I see a question mark. Ready? Do it again. You point to the circles and I'll read it. Ready? Will you play ball with me? Let's do it all together. Point and read it. Will you play ball with me? Yes, of course, anytime. All right, find the word that says ball, ball, and color the circle or the bubble, fill in the bubble under the word ball with your pencil. Ball. It begins with b. Can you spell the word ball for me now that you can see it? Ball. See, it's in the all family. Okay, can you find the word you? You. Color in the circle under the word you. Begins with the letter Y. Spell you for me since you can see it. Y-O-U. You can play ball with me. All right, the next word I want you to find is me. Me. Begins with the letter M. Yep, find it. It's the last word in our sentence. Fill in the circle under the word me. How do you spell it? M-E. Okay, let's count our circles under the words. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six words are in our sentence. Will you play ball with me? And we started our sentence with a capital and we ended it with a question mark. Okay, scoot down to the flag. Ready? I want you to draw. Ready? Eight stripes. Draw eight stripes for me. They can go down or across or both. 2, 3, 4. I got four going down. Five, I'm going to go across now. 5, 6, 7, 8. Make sure you have eight stripes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or eight lines, I guess we could say. Eight lines. All right, scoot over. I see a part whole mat. There's some counters in the first part, and then there's some counters in the other part, and we're gonna trace those counters and count them. Ready? How many is in the first part? How many counters are in the first part? Looks like three. We should be able to look like that. And how many is in the next part? Four. All right, start on the part with three and trace and count. 1, 2, 3. Keep going. 4, 5, 6, 7. There are seven in all. It's the whole amount. So put the number seven in the box above it. Three and four make seven in all. Part plus part makes your whole number. Scoot over to the ladybugs. Let's count the spots on the ladybugs, but hold it. We're going to put an X over each spot when we count it. Ready? Go. 1, put an X over it. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Seven again, but we flip-flopped it. The part whole mat had three and four make seven, and now we have four and three make seven. Okay, boys and girls, you're finished. That's because you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.